www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Greed of his soul, then by the declaration of the Quran, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Such people are successful in the eyes of Allah. When a person is freed from greed, when was the context of this ayah revealed and regarding whom? When the Muhajireen had migrated from Mecca to Medina, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had created the mu'aqat, the Islamic, in which the brothers were paired up. One brother with another was paired up, and each one would spend and donate and care and see to the well-being of his brother. And then when Banu Nadir was conquered, and some rich spoils of wealth and assets came to the Muslim, so the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Sahaba down, and he said to the Ansar of Medina that I'm going to distribute this wealth to the Muhajirin exclusively if you are okay with this decision of mine. By giving it to them, I will free them and make them independent of you financially. So I would be directly aiding them and indirectly aiding you as well, because now they no longer will have financial dependence on you. So the Sahaba generally echoed approval, support, and they said, "Oh Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are very happy and pleased with this." But Sa'ad radiallahu anhu stood up and he said, "Oh Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have a slight different proposal." And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And what is your proposal?" He said, "Give our Muhajirin brothers all the wealth and still leave them with us. Still leave them with us. So whatever we've divided, they can still continue using, enjoying, benefiting, and all this wealth can be given." And when Sa'ad radiallahu anhu said this, there was a general consensus from the other Sahaba, and Allah then praised and acknowledged and complimented them that وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who are protected from the greed of their soul, indeed only such people can display such a selfless nature. If we look in our lives today, much of the crisis we suffer by and large is due to self-infliction of greed upon our lives. If in our lives, each one of us individually, we manage ourselves and we have a sense of contentment, then we would really enjoy a life much more wholesome than the one we are experiencing. There is an incident written in the books regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's wisdom. On one occasion, two people were sitting and they were eating some bread. Right? One had 5 loaves of bread and one had 3 loaves of bread. جَلَسَا يَتَغَضِّيَانِ مَعَ أَحَدِهِمَا خَمْسَةُ أَرْضِفَةٍ وَمَعَ الْآخِرَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَرْضِفَةٍ. One had 3, one had 5. And they sat down to eat. Just when they were about to eat, another person came by. And they said, "Brother, join us, please. We have been bread. Join us, join us." So the brother sat down and he joined. And they ate. And when he completed eating, أَكَلُوا الْأَرْضِفَةَ الثَّمَانِيَ بِالسَّوِيَّةِ. 3 of them ate 8 loaves of bread equally fairly. So then he gave them 8 dirhams. And he said, خُذَاهَا عِوَضًا عَمَّا أَكَلْتُ مِنْ طَعَمِكُمَا. May Allah bless you and reward you. Jazakallah khair for the food you gave me. This is just a token of appreciation. This is just an acknowledgement. Our deen teaches us that if somebody is good to us, we must reciprocate the favors of others. مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوهُ فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا الْفَدْ كَافَأْتُمُهُ. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if somebody is kind to you, فَكَافِئُوهُ, compensate him, reward him, thank him, acknowledge him. Jazakallah, brother, may Allah reward you. Appreciate what you did. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُوهُ, if you do not have anything to give, فَدْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا الْفَدْ كَافَأْتُمُهُ. Then pray for him so much and make so much dua for him that by virtue of your prayer, you compensate him for his kindness. If we cannot be generous by hand, at least let us be generous by dua. If we cannot be generous by monetary, let us be generous by praise. We live in a world where people find it difficult to praise others. It's too difficult. In English they say, a proud man is one who feels violated when others are praised. That's supposed to be my praise. Don't praise anyone else. Allah speaks in the Quran about those who wish to be praised for things they haven't achieved. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Those who just want to be acknowledged, complimented, praise me, what did you do? And today the world has become like that. May Allah guide us and protect us, where we will become hunger for recognition, thirsty for praises. And as Muslims, we're supposed to be those who give praises. When you look at the books of Sirah, you would find that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to praise people so wholesomely. Babu manaqib Abi Bakr, Babu manaqib Umar, Babu manaqib Shaykhain, Babu manaqib Aisha, Babu manaqib Bay'at al-Ridwan, Babu manaqib Ahli Badr, Babu manaqib, 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 manaqib. Just virtue, accolades. Those who participated in Badr are like this. Those who went to Uhud are like this. My Azwaj are like this. My family is like this. My companions are like this. Sayyidina Ali, the Prophet was a man of praises. The man was the Messenger by his nature. Human psychology is such that every one of us loves to be acknowledged. Every one of us loves to be acknowledged. This is our nature. And unfortunately today, we don't acknowledge adequately. May Allah make us among those who are generous by wealth, generous by spirit, generous by praises. So anyway, they sat down and they ate, and then the man left. And then he said, brother, here's 8 dirhams. People can have this here. Now initially they told the man to sit down as a kind gesture, not anticipating any reward. And when the man offered the 8 dirhams, they took it, but now there was an argument and a quarrel. فَقَالَ صَحِبُ الْخَمْسَ لِي خَمْسَ. The man who put 5 loaves, he said, well, the man gave us 8, so 5 dirhams come to me. You have 3 loaves of bread, 3 go to you. He said, no, it doesn't work like that. We need to divide this equally. You take 4, I take 4. What did I say? I said, greed has brought a lot of misery in our lives. Greed. You know, one person built a very beautiful palace. And then he called a pious scholar. He said, you like my house? He said, هَذَا سُرُورٌ لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ غُرُورٌ وَنَعِيمٌ لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ عَدِيمٌ وَمُلْكٌ لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ غُلْكٌ وَفَرْحٌ لَوْ لَمْ يَعْتِبْهُ تَرَحٌ وَلَذَّاتٌ لَوْ لَمْ تَقْتَرِنْ بِآفَاتِهِ وَكَرَامَةٌ لَوْ صَحِبَتْهَا سَلَامًا. The wealth of this world, just like that, is not a source of joy. هذا سرور لولا أنه غرور. This palace is good, provided it doesn't deceive you. ونعيم, it's comfort, it's excitement, it's an amenity. لولا أنه عديم, provided it's not going to be destroyed one day. وملك لو لم يعقبه ترح. And it is a kingdom and an empire, provided it's not followed by destruction. كل دار وإن طالت سلامتها يوما ستدركها النكباء والحبب. كل دار وإن طالت سلامتها. Every home, every kingdom, every empire, even if its prosperity is prolonged, one day sadness will grip it. One day it's going to end. So he said, no. I want my 4 dirhams. 1 dirham. You're making a big argument. Oh, we'll take you to the legal. We'll take you, go through the litigation process. We'll take you to the cleaners. I'll get my lawyers against your lawyer, my advocate against your advocate. We'll fight this case tooth and nail. You'll see in the end who wins. I got muscle. And it's just greed. It's just greed. ما أنعم الله على عبد بنعمة أوفى من العافية وكل من عوفي في جسده فهو في عيشة راضية
والمال حلو حسن جيد على الفتى لكنه عارية ما أحسن الدنيا لكنها مع حسنها غدارة فانية ما أنعم الله على عبد بنعمة أوفى من العافية. Allah hasn't favored any soul with anything other than good health, sound health. Afia, it's a great bounty from Allah. One of my great teachers, may Allah bless him, is passed on. Whenever a child used to come, he used to make 5 du'as for the child, with 5 ayns. He used to say, may Allah bless the child with umar, life. Because if there's no life, then what? You can pray for anything, but if the child passes away, then what? May Allah bless the child with umar, life. Then he used to say, may Allah bless the child with afiyah, goodness, sound health. Then may Allah bless the child with izzat, honor, respect, dignity. May Allah bless the child with ilm and amal. Whenever a child is to come, he is to pray for the child with 5 ayns. May Allah bless the child with umar, life. وَمَا يُعَمَّرُ مِنْ مُعَمَّرٍ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْ عُمُرِهِ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. So the poet says, مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى عَبْدٍ بِنِعْمَةٍ أَوْفَى مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Allah hasn't favored anyone with afia. Afia is a good thing. صَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. The Messenger said, ask Allah for sound health. Ask Allah for goodness. Ask Allah for well-being. Today we hear of such tragedies, catastrophes, illness, depression, and what and what happens, really. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ آمِنًا فِي سِرْهِهِ عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا حُيِّزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَدَابِيرِهَا أَيْ جُمِعَتْ لَهُ بِتَمَامِهَا. If you got up in the morning and you have a shelter above you and you are sound in your health and there's food to take you across the day, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is as if the good of the entire world was given to you. We heard today in the Isha prayer, a verse of the 6th juz in Surah Al-Ma'idah, when Sayyidina Musa said to his people, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُؤْتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَإِذْ and remember, قَالَ Musa said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. O my nation, remember the bounties of Allah upon you. إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَا. When Allah created prophets amongst you. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. And Allah made you kings. Ibn Kathir under this ayah writes that Allah said, He made prophets from amongst you. But then Allah didn't say He made kings from amongst you. He said He made prophets from amongst you and He made you kings. جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَا وَمَا قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ مُلُوكَ بَلْ قَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى جَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Allah said some of you were prophets, and then Allah said all of these were kings. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Whereas all of them were not kings. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has written this in his tafsir under this ayah. And then he answers why. He's given many explanations. I'll just give you one because of the point that I'm emphasizing and impressing. That some of them were prophets, but each one of them enjoyed a life of comfort and luxury which was no less than the life of a king. Which was no less than the life of a king. And wallahi, Allah has blessed us with so many bounties, right? There'll be an appeal that will be made now, and it will take place, and we know this as we sit and speak. And, you know, it's cold outside, and we come in, and we warmed up, and we get into a warm bed, and so many people across the globe continue. This continues all the time. And may Allah protect us that we become immune from hearing the pain of others, and it doesn't hurt us. May Allah save us from that point that we develop a sense of immunity. Oh, well, that's life. Some are in pain. Well, so what? No, may Allah protect us. مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّانَهَا. مَا أَحْسَنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالَهَا إِذَا أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ مَنَّانَهَا. مَنْ لَمْ يُوَاسِ النَّاسَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عرض للإقبال إقبالها فاحذر زوال الفضل يا جابر وأعط من دنياك من سألها فاحذر زوال الفضل يا جابر وأعط من دنياك من سألها فإن ذا العرش جزيل العطاء يضعف بالحبة أمثالها وكم رأينا من ذوي ثروة لم يقبلوا بالشكر إقبالها تابوا على الدنيا بأموالهم وقيدوا بالبخل أقفالها لو شكروا النعمة جازاهم مقالة الشكر التي قالها لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم لكنما كفرهم غالها. Anyway, coming back to the point. So they have this argument, I want my 4 dirhams, he says I want my 5, and said, okay, let's go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So they come to Sayyidina Ali, and he says, listen, we're having this argument, and we had 8 loaves of bread. Now the key thing, remember, أكلوا الأرغفة الثمانية بالسوية, they ate the 8 loaves equally. That's the key thing to understand the whole example. So then, he said to Sayyidina Ali, please, I want this man, must give me 4 dirhams. And he said, he wants 5 and I must take 3 because I had 3 loaves of bread and he had 5. Ali radiallahu anhu heard the whole thing and he said, listen brother, this man is offering you 3 dirhams. Call it a deal. Call it a day. عرض عليك صاحبك ما عرض فخذ الدراهم الثلاثة. He's offering you 3. Just close the deal and take 3 and go. He said, no. I want my right, I want my share, I want my due. He said, really, you want what you want? You want what's your right? He said, yes, of course, that's why I'm fighting. He said, okay, your right is that you must get 1 dirham only. Your right and your share and your due is only 1 dirham. So he said, subhanallah, I'm trying to make my 3 into 4, you're making my 3 into 1. Look at the wisdom of Ali radiallahu anhu. Allah has blessed him with immense wisdom. Immense wisdom. He said, listen, how many of you ate? He said, 3. And how you people ate? You ate 8 loaves. 8 divided by 3. If you take 8 loaves of bread and divide it by 3 equally, can 8 be divided by 3 equally? No. So let's assume you double the loaves, you cut it in half. So you've got 16 divided by 3 equally? No. So let's assume each loaf was divided into 3 pieces. So now 8, 16, 24 pieces. 24 divided into 3? Yes, of course. Each person had 8. Correct? Yes. وَأَرْضِفَتُكَ الثَّلَاثَ تُسَوِي تِسْعَةَ أَثْلَاثَ. And your 3 loaves times it by 3 is how many portions? 9. And the brother who had 5 loaves times it by 3, 5 times 3 is 15. أَكَلَ مِنْهَا ثَمَانِيَةَ. How many did he eat out of that 15? He ate 8 like everybody else, had 8 portions. بَقِيَ مِنْهَا سَبْعَةَ. And out of that, how many remained? 7. And your 3 loaves times it by 3, what happens to it? 8, 16. Your 3 loaves times 3 is 9 portions. So out of the 9, how much did you eat? 8. How much left? 1. How much money must you get? 1 dirham. There were 8 loaves, 3 were yours, 5 was his. Your 3 times 3 is left with 9. Out of the 9, you had 8 portions. 1 left, you're entitled to 1 dirham. That man had 5 loaves, times it by 3, so it was 15. Out of the 15, how many he ate? He ate 7. How much was left? 7. How much did that brother give? 8 dirhams. 7 goes to him, 1 goes to you. Now he's like, no, I'll take 3. Well, now it's too late, my brother, you were offered. The point I'm saying, my brother, is in our lives, this is one example. This is one example. But each one of us, we hanker. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was sitting. And a person came and he asked for some money. There was a crisis. Right? And every one of us, whatever ability Allah has given us, some have health, some have wealth, some have talent, some have resources. Whatever we have is an amana from Allah. We have to offer it to the deen of Allah. ولا يأبى كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب.
If you can write, then don't withhold your ability, write. Whatever ability Allah gave you is an amana from Allah. And the more we spend it in the cause of Allah, the more we protect it.
So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is sitting, a person came and he asked for something. He told Hassan radiallahu anhu, just go inside and ask your mom for some money, Fatima radiallahu anha. So Hassan radiallahu anhu goes in the house and he comes back and he says, my mom said there's only 6 dirhams and that is to buy basic food and flour and wheat. There's nothing else. Nothing else. Only 6 in the house. Like if we, you know, send our son, yeah, just tell your mom that I want $50, there's some pounds, they leave that, there's some euros, leave that, there's some other currency, not that, behind that, yeah, there's a stack, not that, behind that, at the bottom, yeah, just bring that. Right, so there's money lying here, there, whatever, just pull that one out. You'll see $1,000, just leave that, you'll see some pounds, I'll leave that, you'll see the euros just behind that in the cupboard, in the closet, you just bring that. And this is only 6 in the house. Nothing else. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then subhanAllah, he goes back and he says, my dad is saying you must give that money that you have. So Fatima radiallahu anhu gives it. She is the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gives the 6 dirhams to the poor person and off he goes. The narrator of the hadith is saying, like, I'm sitting there and then somebody comes along and he has a camel. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, are you selling this camel? He said, yes, I'm selling it. Okay. How much are you selling the camel for? I'm selling it for 120 dirhams. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, I'm purchasing it. Okay. He said, you just want to tie it up here? Tie it. He said, I don't have the cash. When I have the money, I'll give it to you. The man leaves. This is when Allah gives barakah. Just then somebody else comes. Oh Ali, are you selling the camel? Yes, I'm selling it. How much? 180 dirhams. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu makes the deal. He buys the camel, sells the camel, sitting on one place. Today you think we're smart with our laptop, it's my mobile office. Right? He sells there at the same time. The man takes it, gives the 180 dirhams. Ali radiallahu anhu then goes and pays the person from whom he bought the camel. And he takes the 60 dirhams, gives it to Hassan radiallahu anhu, and he says, go give it to your mom and tell her, man ja'a bil hasana, falahu 'ashru amthaliha. That in the morning you gave 6 dirhams in charity before the sun could set, apart from the reward, Allah gave you 60 back. Now today, we would say, you know, that's a great example, but it doesn't happen to us. Of course it doesn't happen to us. How can it happen to us? Can we part with the only 6 that we have? Can we part? I'm afraid we don't have that muscle. Number one. Number two, even if we have to give the only 6 that we have, I'm just giving an example. And then somebody comes along and sells us something and we buy it, right? And after we buy it, another person comes and makes a purchase for offer. And you say, yeah, it's mine, so I'm selling it. Okay, how much, brother? 180. Okay, done. And just when he agrees, you say, oh man, this guy was game for anything. I could have said 250. This guy was game, man. This guy was easygoing, man. Now restlessness. Then you come back, oh brother, you know what? I just had a word with my wife and actually we've got a bit of a change of mind and yeah, we're just wondering, you know, we're not too sure if you want to sell it, of course, unless if you can meet our price. We create this discord. We create this bickering. Why? Because there isn't peace in the heart. The mind is not relaxed, it's not at ease, constantly. And even if we settle on the price, when the man pays us the 180, what happens? We don't pay the man, we don't pay our creditor 120, he's like, brother, I'll see you, I'm going for Umrah, make to half of me. So, but you're going with my money. You're going with my money, brother, where are you going? That's my money, you owe me. That is why we don't have that barakah. A sahabi came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a dinar and he said, go buy me a sheep. And he took the dinar and he bought 2 sheep. And then with 1 sheep, he sold it again and got a dinar. And then he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he gave him a sheep and he gave him a dinar. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so impressed by his kind gesture and then he prayed for him. Barakallahu laka fi safaqati yameenik. Barakallahu laka fi safaqati yaminik.
May Allah bless the transaction of your hand.
فَكَانَ لَوْ اِشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِحَ فِيهِ فَكَانَ لَوْ اِشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِحَ فِيهِ.
Then Allah blessed him so much that the Sahaba say, even if he bought sand and he sold it, he made money out of it. Because he had the dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in him. Allah had blessed his hand. There was just goodness in it. So really, my brother, when we do good things and our money, which Allah has given us as a trust, it is with us for a temporary period, it reaches the rightful people, that by Allah their prayer and their dua and their supplication in our favor will bring goodness, happiness and prosperity in our homes. And if there's anything today we lack, it is barakah. If there's anything in our life that today we are short of, is barakah. And subhanAllah, when you look into the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the noble companions, how much Allah had blessed them because of their spending. So on one occasion, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to the Sahaba, Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu stood up. And what did he say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, Ya Rasulullah, salim man shi'at, harib man shi'at, khud min abwalina ma shi'at, wa ma akhadta minna, kana ahabba ilayna mimma tarakta. Ya Rasulullah, salim man shi'at, harib man shi'at. O Nabi of Allah, we are with you. Join our ties with whomsoever you wish, and our enemy will be our brother. If you say this is our brother, we will embrace him. Harib man shi'at, waqta hablana. And if you tell us to sever ties with whomsoever you wish, we will sever ties. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتْ. Take from our wealth whatever you want. وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْ. That statement is brimming with faith. وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا. Whatever you take from us is greater to us than what you leave behind. Because what you took, we know we've invested it. In one narration it comes, Allah says, Oh my servant, invest with me. La gharqa wa la harqa wa la sarqa. You know, when you invest, the management is not liable for theft, for burning, for mismanagement. We are, you know, disclaimer. We are not liable for any unforeseen circumstances. Allah said, invest with me. La gharqa wa la harqa wa la sarqa. No unforeseen circumstances. What you invested, I would return it to you absolutely. I'm going to quote with you, quote to you one poem of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and then the brothers of Islamic Relief would make their appeal. And mashallah, they've spoken very good about this community that has always responded to the call. And I promise you, my brother, this is to me and to you, the call of the Ummah is never going to end. It's not today or tomorrow. That is the way we are here. And this life is going to continue. And every one of us has a responsibility, moral, ethical and religious, that we've got to respond to the crisis till the end of time. That is the responsibility. It's not a matter of today or tomorrow. It will continue unabated. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, دَعِي الْأَيَّامَ تَفْعَلُ مَا تَشَاءُ وَطِبْ نَفْسًا إِذَا حَكَمَ الْقَضَاءُ وَلَا تَجْزَعْ لِحَادِثَةٍ لَيَالِي فَمَا لِحَوَادِثِ الدُّنْيَا بَقَرُ وَكُنْ رَجُلًا عَلَى الْأَحْوَالِ جَلْدًا وَشِيمَتُكَ السَّمَاحَةُ وَالْوَفَاءُ وَإِذَا كَثُرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْمَرَايَا وَسَرَّكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهَا غِطَاءُ تَسَتَّرْ بِالسَّخَاءِ فَكُلُّ عَيْبٍ يُغَطِّيهِ كَمَا قِيلَ السَّخَاءُ وَلَا تُلِنِ الْأَعَادِي قَدْ تُدُلًّا فَإِنَّ شَمَاتَةَ الْأَعْدَاءِ بَلَاءُ وَلَا تَرْدُ السَّمَاحَةَ مِنْ بَخِيلٍ فَمَا فِي النَّارِ لِلظَّمْآنِ مَاهُ وَرِزْقُكَ لَيْسَ يَنْقُصُهُ التَّأَنِّي وَلَيْسَ يَزِيدُ فِي رِزْقِكَ الْعَنَاءُ وَلَا حُزْنٌ يَدُومُ وَلَا سُرُورٌ وَلَا بُغْضٌ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا رَخَاءُ إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاءُ وَمَنْ نَزَلَتْ بِسَاحَتِهِ الْمَنَايَا فَلَا أَرْضٌ تَقِيهِ وَلَا سَمَاءُ وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ لَكِنْ إِذَا نَزَلَ
قضاء الفضاء. دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء فما يغني عن الموت الدواء.
He says very, very amazing, sums it up. I call it a spiritual immune booster.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء. Leave the world to do what it has to. وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء.
And whatever destiny has decreed for you, learn to accept the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي. Don't moan and groan on the challenges and the turbulence of life. Because constantly when we look at people who have much more greater crisis than us, we have only words to be grateful and appreciative of Allah. You know, Urwa bin Zubair, he was a tabi'i. He was invited to Damascus. With him was his son. And his son went to the stables of the horses. One horse kicked him and he passed away. When he was lowering his son into the grave, he hurt his foot. And it became so painful that when he came out, they had to amputate. So he lost his leg. So when he came back, people were so sad that this is a good man from our community who lost his son and lost his hand also. Right? And when his hand was, his leg and his son. When his leg was amputated, then when he gained consciousness, he said, bring my leg before you bury it, because they had to cut it. He said, وَالَّذِي حَمَلَنِي عَلَيْهِ فِي عَتَمَاتِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّنِي مَا مَشَيْتُ بِكِ إِلَى حَرَامٍ قَطُّ. He then gently put his hand over his leg and he said, oh my leg, today you've been separated from me. But I just want to say to you, and Allah knows, that for as long as you were part of my body, I never put my weight over you and walked towards haram in my life. Imagine that statement. Imagine that moment. Where can we say that? When Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, on the eve of the battle with Hajjaj, he told his mom, Asma, oh my mom, I want to say something to you. كوني على ثقة أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط وما عمل بفاحشة قط ولم يغدر في أمان قط ولم يكن شيء عنده آثر من رضا الله عز وجل ولا أقول ذلك تزكية لنفسي وإنما قلته لأدخل العزاء على قلبك. Oh my mom, I want to say to you today, if your son says dad, I want to speak to you tomorrow, no, please talk to me today, I won't sleep at night. Because the worst things cross your mind. What's my boy going to tell me? Hope he's not taking marijuana. Hope he's not doing something wrong. Hope he's not popping pills. Hope he's not doing something haram. It's like, no, please. Nah, dad, I'll tell you tomorrow. No, tell me now, please. Because my mind's going to be running haywire. Oh, my mom, before I die, I'm going to whisper in your ear something. Yeah, okay, tell me what's it. I just want to say to you, with the grace of Allah, my whole life, not once did I deliberately disobey Allah. I'm a human, I could succumb, but I never consciously. I never committed a breach in any trust. And Allah is my witness. There's nothing I love more than pleasing Allah. And I'm not saying this to trumpet myself. لا أقول ذلك تزكية لنفسي وإنما قلته لأدخل العزاء على قلبي. I'm only saying it so you can take solace after my death. That, oh my son, you live such a great life. What did your mom say? Alhamdulillah الذي جعلك. Alhamdulillah الذي جعلك على ما يحب وأحب. All praise belongs to Allah who made you in a way that I'm happy and you're happy. So I'm just going to mention this here and conclude. What did Imam Shafi rahimahullah said? وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ عُيُوبُكَ فِي الْبَرَايَا. If you've made mistakes in your life, وَصَرَّكَ لِنْ يَكُونَ لَهَا ضِطَاءُ. And you really want to cover your wrong, تَسَتَّرْ بِالصَّبَارِ. Then generosity is the way to go, my brother. Generosity, spend and spend and spend. And Allah will conceal your wrong. وَرِزْقُكَ لَيْسَ يَنْقُسُهُ التَّأَنِّي وَلَا يَزِيدُ فِي رِزْقِكَ الْعَنَاءُ. If you exert yourself or you sluggish, what is allotted for you is going to come your way. وَلَا حُزْنٌ يَدُومُ وَلَا سُرُورٌ وَلَا بُغْصٌ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا رَخَاءُ. The life is fluctuating. Neither joy is going to remain forever, neither sadness is going to remain forever. These are conditions that are changing. تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. إِذَا مَا كُنْتَ ذَا قَلْبٍ قَنُوعٍ فَأَنْتَ وَمَالِكُ الدُّنْيَا سَوَاهُ. If you've got contentment here, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ, then you're a king, you're a king. وَرِزْقُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعًا وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعًا. The land of Allah is vast. لَكِنْ إِذَا نَزَلَ الْقَضَى ضَاقَ الْفِضَاءُ.
But when the angel of death knocks our door, my brother, then the vast land becomes narrow. What they say, the graveyard is a silent place with a loud message. The graveyard is a silent place. If one graveyard they had written there, there are many people here who thought the world could not function without them. What did the Quran say? كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. So really, my brothers, there's an appeal for the people of Burma. There's an appeal for the people of Aleppo. There's an appeal for the war-stricken zones in the world. Let us see how each one of us, Allah has made it so easy for us. In the comfort of our home, we give something. مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. That when we will be asked, what did we do for the crisis? Oh my Lord, in my humble way, in my feeble way, this was my commitment. Let's see how we can all make some adjustments and make some donations. Allah reward each one of you handsomely and repeatedly, and grant each one of you barakah and goodness and afiyah and wisdom and goodness in both the worlds. Jazakallah.
www.attableek.com, the reviver of the